I don't know what's happened to it. It can't be fresh water that's caused it, because it's an air-breathing mammal, you know. So it, and we noticed difficulties, all right, but everybody was watching it, and it was lively enough, eating fish the night before, and then in the morning time it was found to be just lying at the top of the island, the little island further down the river, dead.
And you've been down, as you say, you've checked on it for the last couple of days, but there's been children, there's been parents coming down to see it, and a lot of people have been left upset by this now.
Absolutely. They're just wondering, they're starting to ask the question, like, you know, why was it not helped by local authorities, whether it be whoever's involved, like, you know, or who would be doing that there? Like, if it was up to me, I would have had it out, you know, and you can actually put a sweep net around it, rescue it and put it into a boat, keep watering it and put it down into the Foyle estuary and give it a chance. You know, a lot of people look for the easy way out, like, you know, you couldn't get any easier than that.
So you're saying it was all this is avoidable?
It was, the whole lot, the complete process was avoidable, and I think it'll be a lesson in the future. You know, we have to embrace all these things. Like, we're supposed to be the guardians of this little planet, and we're supposed to help nature, because things are changing all the time, climate-wise and whatnot. If we stand back and let all these things, you know, if the, let animals and mammals and whatnot, the whole kingdom die, like, you know, we're not much good at our job, you know.